you. Welcome to the Blue Ridge Team Internet. Your net controller tonight is WG4MC. My name is Matt, and my location is Western Greenville County. In the interest of pressure of amateur radio, this man is calling out at 9 p.m. to the W4NYK repeaters, also via a clean node. In the event of emergency, this net will be activated. Stop Cedars Head Mountain about 2 miles south of North Carolina, South Carolina, border near Highway 276, 3 feet elevation of 3,500 feet above sea level, 3 feet zoned and operated by the Blue Ridge Amateur Radio Society. All amateurs licensed on parameter frequency are invited to check in. Is there any formal traffic announcements or bulletin internet? If so, call WG4MC Internet Control. In the roll call, I want to remind everyone this is a direct internet. Again, all stations with or without traffic are invited to check in. As you check in, please check in proper alphabetical group when it's called. When you check in, please give your call sign and phone number. Please always appreciate it. Name, location, and senior, your intent to remain on the net for the registry portion. Before we start with the RF check-ins directly, let's start with the pre-check-in function of the computer, starting with KC4PLT, that's Richard in Pendergrass, Georgia. NC9V, that's Leon in Hendersonville. KE4DXJ, that's Wendy in Hendersonville. W4SCM, Fred in TR, his wife Isla in 4IEI, also in TR. K4XMR, Mel Prosperity. W2AMD, Andrew Sensaville. AA4GH, that's Gus in Punta, Florida. KO4ZEW, that's Ben in Sensaville. KG4PFI, that's Don in Piedmont. His wife Linda, also in Piedmont. KG4QLQ. KI4LDI, that's Andy up there in Table Rock. N4VJH, that's George in Cross Anchors. KC4WGG, that's Patrick in Moreau, Georgia. K4GAT, that's Mike in Sensaville. KM4RJN, that's John Brown Summit. W4IOE, that's Sid and Fletcher. KQ4ZWS, that's Christine in Traverse Rest. KF4CKT, that's John in Hunting Path. KB2BYQ, that's Dave and Easley. And then N4DJC, that's Jerry and Anderson. Appreciate everybody using the pre-check-in function of the repeater. We don't have any echoing stations up that aren't checked in. So we'll go to the RF portion. Tonight being Thursday night, we start with Quebec through Tango, Q through T for the Blue Ridge 2 Internet. The subject of your call sign begins those letters. Call WG4MC or net control.
WG4MC. Good evening, Matt. Please check in N0TR. November 0, Tango Romeo. Excuse me. My name is Tom. I'm located in Greer. Good evening to you and all on the net. I'll be negative and negative.
WG4MC. Please check in Kilo Oscar 4. Quebec, Lima Golf, KO4QLG, this is Chris in Liberty, and I'll be negative in there. Hey, Tom.
Good evening, Chris.
Hello. Kilo 4, Tango Romeo Juliet, Bill in Chaffin. I'll be negative and negative.
0TR, that's Tom and Greer. Appreciate stopping by. Tom, tell Bernie if he said hello. Then we have KO4QLG, that's Chris in Liberty. Appreciate you stopping by, Chris. Hope you're doing well. Then we got KK4TRJ, that's Bill in Calpins. Appreciate you stopping, Bill. Hope you're doing well. Additional stations, Quebec through Tango, Q through T for the Blue Ridge 2 Meter Net. You're invited to check in with WG4MC. So Echo Link stations only for the Blue Ridge 2 Meter Net. You're invited to check in with WG4MC. If you don't have transmit capability, just send me a text message. We will have you checked in. All right, we'll slide down the next alphabetical group, which will take us Uniform through Zulu, U through Z for the Blue Ridge 2 Meter Net. The subject of your call sign begins with those letters. You're invited to check in with WG4MC.
4MC. Matt, please check in Whiskey Bravo 4 Zulu Papa Hotel. That's WB4ZPH. My name's David. I'm in Taylor's, and I'll be negative and negative.
MC, everybody, please check in. KQ4YOO, that's Kilo Quebec 4, Yankee Oscar Oscar, Clint and Honeypath, and I'll be negative and negative, sir.
Check in Kilo 4 X-ray Bravo, that's K4XB. My name's Tommy. Also, please check in Kilo Quebec 4. To be determined, that's KQ4TBD. That's Miss Angela here in Southern Granville County. Negative and negative. Good evening to you, number one on net.
4MC. Thanks for running the net tonight. Please check in Kilo Quebec 4 Zulu Romeo Charlie. That's KQ4ZRC. This is Grayson up in Sapphire, North Carolina. I'll be negative, negative. 73 to you in net.
And Blue Ridge 2 Manor Net. Would like to welcome WB4ZPH. That's David and Taylor. Appreciate stopping by. KQ4YOO, that's Clint in Honeypath. K4XB, that's Tommy in Southern Greenville County. He brings along Miss Angela. KQ4 to be determined. Appreciate stopping by, Tommy. Tell Angela we said hello. KQ4ZRC, that's Grayson in Sapphire. Appreciate stopping by. Additional stations, Quebec, excuse me, Uniform through Zulu, U through Z for the Blue Ridge 2 Internet. You're invited to check in with WG4MC. Alright, WG4MC with the Blue Ridge 2 Internet will slide down to the next alphabetical group, which will take us to the top of the alphabet, Alpha through Delta, A through D for the Blue Ridge 2 Internet. The subject of your call sign begins with those letters. You're invited to check in with WG4MC.
4MC. In Matt, please check in. Kilo Kilo 4, Delta Mike Whiskey, Rick, and my wife, Kilo Kilo 4, Oscar, November Oscar, Lorena. We're both in Piedmont and we'll both be negative and negative. Also, via telephone relay, please check in my daughter, Kilo Mike 4, Mike Oscar, Quebec, Michelle. She's in Ware Shoals, and she'll also be negative and negative. 73's to you and all on the net.
We're cutting in and out of the repeater. Try it again, please. Grab him in a little bit. Alright, looking for check-ins, Alpha through Delta, A through D for the Blue Ridge 2 Internet. If you'd like to check in, call WG4MC or Net Control.
4MC. Kilo Romeo 4. Bravo Juliet Lima. This is Russell calling in from Hendersonville. And I am negative and negative. Just a good reminder for folks to be wearing masks with all this, pretty serious air, poor air quality right now. Grateful to have an N95.
Blue Ridge 2 Internet, I'd like to welcome KR4BJL. That's Russell in Hendersonville. Appreciate you stopping by, Russell. Yeah, that's good advice. I know my allergies and asthma is not helping at any, but thankfully I'm doing okay. All right, looking for... we'll go down to the next alphabetical group, which will take us Echo through Hotel, E through H for the Blue Ridge 2 Internet. The suffix of your call sign begins one of those letters. You're invited to check in with WG4MC.
WG4MC. Please check in Kilo Oscar 4, Hotel Kilo X-ray. I'm in Hendersonville Mobile.
4MC. Matt, please check in. Kilo Charlie 4, Echo, Zulu, November. KC4EZN, Harry in Canada, North Carolina. I will be negative, negative tonight, Matt. Thanks.
4MC, comment. Welcome, KO4HK X-ray. That's Patrick. Moving around. His QCH is up there in Penrose. Appreciate stopping by, Patrick. Hope you're doing well. One of our net controllers. KC4EZN, that's Harry up there in camera. Appreciate stopping by, Harry. Hope you're doing well. Looks like we got another couple EchoLink stations up. So EchoLink stations only for the Blue Ridge 2 Internet. You're invited to check in with WG4MC.
WG4MC, Matt, check in, KA4PQA, Kilo Alpha 4, Papa Quebec Alpha, Stephen in Greenwood, negative, negative.
WG4MC, please log in. Kilo Oscar 4, Whiskey Tango Quebec, this is Greg in Fort Lauderdale, Florida, negative, negative.
PQA, that's Stephen Greenwood. Appreciate you talking about Stephen. Hope you're doing well. KO4WTQ, that's Greg in Fort Lauderdale, Florida. Appreciate you talking about Greg. Hope you're doing well. Hope you're enjoying the sunshine down there. All right, additional stations echo through hotel E through H for the Blue Ridge Team Internet. You're invited to check in with WG4MC.
G4MC, comment. Did you read back the Alpha through Delta group?
I thought I did, Rick. We'll read it just again if I didn't. We'd like to welcome KK4DMW, that's Rick, his wife Raina, KK4ONO, their daughter Michelle, KM4MOQ, and KR4BJL, that's Richard in Hendersonville. If I didn't, I do apologize for that. Thank you, Rick.
Very much, mate. Matt, either I went deaf or my radio didn't work. I appreciate it. Thank you.
Rick, again, we all need a little help every once in a while. All right, welcome for check-ins. Echo through Hotel Group, E through H for the Blue Ridge Team Internet. If you'd like to check in, call WG4MC or Net Control. Blue Ridge Team Internet, look for check-ins. We're going to go down the next alphabetical group with India through Lima. I through L for the Blue Ridge Team Internet. If the Suffolk Survey call sign begins those letters, you're invited to check in with WG4MC.
MC. Kilo 4, Juliet, Foxtrot, Oscar, and I am James upon this mountain in Tuxedo, North Carolina. And it's where I'm going to be negative and negative. Send 73s for each one of you.
4MC. Nat, always good to listen to your net. Thanks for being here for us tonight. Please check in Kilo, Kilo 4, Juliet, Bravo, Quebec. This is Larry. Also, my wife Donna, Kilo, Charlie, 4, Mike, Foxtrot to Kilo. We make our home in Greer. Marcus in and out, please. Everyone have a good night. 73.
Joe, Kilo Kilo 4, Juliet Delta, and Greer. I will be in and out tonight. Over.
G4MC. Matt, please check in. Kilo Oscar 4, Juliet, Kilo Victor. KO4JKV. This is Duncan in Asheville, and I'll be negative and negative.
Here is Kilo 2, Lima, X-ray Delta, Marsh up here on Callahan Mountain, no traffic, will be negative and negative. Good evening, Matt.
G4MC, and Kilo Romeo 4, Bravo, Lima, X-ray, this is Tom in Greenville, South Carolina, and I'll be listening for any updates, particularly on the Table Rock, South Carolina fire. I have some personal interest and friends in that area, so I'll be listening. Thank you, Matt.
Here's Team Internet. I'd like to welcome KK4JFO, that's James up there on that mountain in Tuxedo, North Carolina. Appreciate you stopping by, James. Hope you're doing well. Then we have Western Larry, KK4JBQ, and his wife, Donna. KC4MFK, that makes their home in Greer. Larry, tell Donna we said hello. Hope you are doing well. Then we got KK4JD, that's Joel in Greer. Appreciate you stopping by. KO4JKV, that's Duncan up there in Asheville, one of our net controllers. Appreciate you stopping by, Duncan. Hope you're doing well. K2LXD, that's Marsh in Callahan Mountain. Appreciate you stopping by. KR4BLS, that's Tommy in Greenville. Appreciate you stopping by, Tommy. Hope you're doing well. And sorry, I don't have any updates on the fire, but we'll maybe when we get to Raji, we'll see if anybody has any comments about the fire. All right, WG4MC with the Blue Ridge Team Internet. Slide down the next alphabetical route, the very patient group for this Thursday evening edition of the Blue Ridge Team Internet. The Mike Zirpo Power Group, M through P for the Blue Ridge Team Internet. You're invited to check in with WG4MC. Try moving around a little bit. If you're mobile, try boosting your power. Try it again. There is Team Internet. We've been through that alphabet once, so now we'll open up to the B group. The whole entire alphabet, Alpha through Zulu, Zulu through Alpha. If you'd like to check in to the Blue Ridge Team Internet, call WG4MC or Net Control.
Control. Net Control, please check in Kilo, Quebec 4, Zulu, Lima, Echo, that's KQ4ZLE. This is Anthony in town. Be negative, negative. Good evening to you and everyone on the net.
Oh, please check in. Kilo, Kilo, 4, Sierra, Mike, Victor, KK4SMB, Dale, and Ella Burr. I'll be negative, negative, but thank you very much for calling the net tonight.
KI4DOS, Gary. Also K3JOY, that's my pretty little bride joy. We're at home and easily, no traffic, no queue tonight. Good evening to you all on the net. Thanks for calling the net, Matt.
There is Team Internet. Mike, welcome. KQ4ZLE, that's Anthony. And Anthony, I'm sorry I did not get your location. If you could please come back for log.
KQ4ZLE. I'm in Townsville, South Carolina, on the Lake Hartwell.
Here on Lake Hartwell. Appreciate it and hope you and the family are doing well. Then we got KK4SMV. That's Dale and Ellenberg. Appreciate stopping by, Dale. W4DJW. That's Mr. Dave, our net manager. Appreciate stopping by, Dave. Hope you are doing well and over there in Greer. Then we got our Wednesday night net controller, Mr. Gary, KI4DOS, and his wife, Joy, K3JOY. They make their home and easily. Gary, please tell Joy we say hello. Hope you are doing well. We're looking for check-ins, Alpha through Zulu, Zulu through Alpha, the whole entire alphabet. If you would like to check in to the Blue Ridge Team Internet, call WG4MC or Net Control. Blue Ridge Team Internet, now securing the form for us, the net with our thanks for everyone checking in. All stations we seek to secure may do so. We don't have anybody signed up for RideChew, but there was some interest regarding the fire situation, and that station that was acquiring was KR4BLX. Tommy, what area were you particularly focused in? We'll see if anybody out there maybe has some information for you. You know, frequency. That's okay. Great, right, WG4MC with Blue Ridge 2 Me Internet, looking for check-in to Alpha through Zulu, Zulu through Alpha, win the big group, the whole entire alphabet. If you'd like to check in to the Blue Ridge 2 Me Internet, call WG4MC or Net Control.
Well, LZI, unless you're pretty close to where the fires are taking place, those tank, what they call tank simplex frequencies, you're not going to hear much, but I can give you three forester repeaters that's just like we are here. That's analog FM. 159.4050. 149.4050. That's Glass Mountain outside of Pickens. 159.2250. That's over Long Mountain. 159.450, that's over there. I can't remember the name of the mountain over there next to where Highway 25 crosses into North Carolina over there. It's, I can't remember the name of the mountain, but it's on a mountain over there somewhere. Those are three forestry repeaters. Well, at least one or two of them you should be able to hear, but as far as hearing what they call the tight simplex frequency. You got to be like I am up here pretty close to hear that, but you should be able to hear something on those forestry frequencies on one of the repeaters. Back to you there, Matt, KI4LZI.
KWG4C, appreciate that, Andy. Again, stay safe up there with the fires going on. All right, WG4C, the Blue Ridge 2 meter net. Look for check-ins. We're in the B group, the whole entire alphabet, Alpha through Zulu, Zulu through Alpha. If you'd like to check in, call WG4MC or net control.
MC. Please check in KC4SKD, Larry. KG4AHS, Rhonda. We're in Easley. Please check us in and out tonight. Hope you're doing okay. And I'd like to check in my brothers by telephone relay. N9TEC, Randall, in Asheville. KF4GGF, Charlie, in Goose Creek. I hope everybody's having a good evening. KC4SKD.
KC4SKD, that's Mr. Larry. His wife, Rhonda. KG4AHS, they make their home in Easley. In brief telephone relay, his brother, Randall, from Asheville. N9TEC. And Charlie from Goose Creek, KD4JJE. Larry, please tell Rhonda we say hello. Hope y'all are doing well. Oh, and I'm sorry, I got Mr. Charlie's call sign wrong. It's KF4JJE. Sorry about that. Anyway, hope y'all are doing well and stay safe. 7G4MC with Blue Ridge 2 meter net. Looking for check-ins. We're in the B group. Whole entire alphabet, Alpha through Zulu, Zulu through Alpha. If you'd like to check in, please call WG4MC or Net Control.
Kilo Foxtrot 4, Golf, Golf, Foxtrot. KF4GGF. KC4SKD, back to you.
KC4GGF, Charlie in Goose Creek. Appreciate that. Thank you for the question, Mr. Larry. All right, WG4MC with the Blue Ridge 2 meter net. Looking for check ins. We're in the big group. Whole entire alphabet, Alpha through Zulu, Zulu through Alpha. If you'd like to check in, call WG4MC or Net Control. Blue Ridge 2 meter net, final call for check-ins. We're in the B group. Whole entire alphabet, Alpha through Zulu, Zulu through Alpha. If you'd like to check in, call WG4MC or Net Control. Blue Ridge 2 meter net, that long pause means I have everybody, so stand by a second, I'll send the old net report. The Blue Ridge 2 meter net. Now, securing the Blue Ridge 2 meter net, and I thanks for having checking in. We were to now return the repeater back to normal. Have a 273 and good night. WG4MC clear.
4JBQ. KK4JBQ. This is KI4LZI.
4LZI. KK4JBQ. Hi, Andy.
Fortune, my brother. Is your horse able to hold up?
So far, so good. I never know what to expect. But it's been pretty good today. Thank you for asking.
Shooting bull, I know I didn't want it if your voice wasn't able to hold up. You heard me read those forestry, analog FM forestry repeaters off two or three times. You got any way there to hear anything?
I wouldn't imagine that I can. I've not tried to do that. I got kind of a low power station here, and I'm down in a hole, so to speak. The land rises up all around me. And, I've got a pretty decent signal into this repeater, but on bad days, you know, when there's trouble in the atmosphere or lots of leaves on the trees, I have difficulty. So I don't expect much out of my station. And
the other half is these other repeaters. Are they, they've got altitude in their favor, of course, but I've never heard them on the air.
One thing you got to understand, they're not amateur repeaters. This is just something you want to receive on only. Just receive on only. The point I was making out, they're not digital. They're just as analog FM as this and here is. But no, you're not supposed to transmit. They're just receive only.
No, I don't have any digital capability here as far as I know. It's only analog, and that's plenty for me. You know, I don't, a lot of folks get into this hobby and they're hot to do any and everything. And, well, I got in with an HT. My father-in-law left me his radio, and so it's a HT from the 90s, and that goes back, you know, I think it was, what, 93 or something when it was purchased. He gave it to me along with all the papers, including the receipt, the original receipt, and I used that for a number of years until I had trouble with the battery compartment. He had made a battery compartment for the radio. Back then they were much larger. You know, today some radios can be as big as this microphone I'm holding, and that's about it. But this one was a big one and a heavy one, and I was just happy to have it because it was his, you know. So it's been, you know, enough for me. And I didn't have much designs on other kinds of equipment or other modes of operation. Anyhow, back to you, Andy.
Rails the guy. Well, it's my guess where you at, you're at. Probably the only one you'll hear will be, which here would be 149.450. 159.450. I hope I'm not goofing up. I get these numbers mixed up sometimes and some of them. 159.450 is my guess. It's probably the only one you would be able to hear. Just back off up there next to, oh man, where Patrick lives. Back off up near where 25 crosses highway in the North Carolina. That 159.450 Foster repeaters up there, that's probably the only one you'd have a chance of hearing anyway, my guess.
And is that, oh dear, I don't know quite how to answer or how to ask the question. Does it repeat bulletins, or is there a live operator? I'm not acquainted with that kind of repeater.
Much like we do here, the only difference is they use it like we do here. There's, for most of the time during the day, there's a, you could consider the person in that control. They call them Piedmont. They'll call in for Piedmont to take damage reports of where, how many acres has been burned and so on and so forth, like that different forestry people will. Then I've noticed after 7 o'clock, usually they'll switch off to middle part of the state or lower part of the state for someone else trying to play the net control version. I'm comparing it to what we do. They take and dispatch these people out through these repeaters to these various places where there's fires, and also they communicate with the air crew as well. but they switch off from the daytime to at about 7 o'clock. But it's pretty much like what we would do here. Log FM.
I took the frequency down. I'll see if I can reach it. I can talk better about it after I've given it a try. So does it have hours of operation, or is it just about any time you tune in, you'll hear something?
Much depends on the fire season, how hot the fire season's going. Like it's been this week, I mean, they're active like you wouldn't believe. And a month and a half ago, when 6 Mile Mountain fire went across it, they were very, very active then. But most of the time, the activity ain't really that heavy, usually. There's activity there, but like right now, I mean, all three of these fire repeaters are hopping busy, plus the same place frequencies. But you got to be pretty much like I am up here, below the activities. I can hear even the Simplex stuff, but you got to be right at the source to hear that.
Understand. Well, it's a great advantage when something like this has occurred to be able to, for people to talk to one another. Otherwise, it's just a hard rock to... Oh dear, it's just bad. It's a little bit of hope when people can talk to one another. Hey. Well, Andy, I'm fading, and I hate to cut this short, but I did not sleep well last night, and it's kind of been a rough day. So I thank you for calling out for me and for the conversation. We'll talk again soon. I'm gonna sign off. You have a good evening, won't you? It's KK4 JBQ. I'm clear.
Okay, well, that's how these forestry people communicate, like about when they're dealing with fires and all. There's times when they're really at peak, like right now, and a month and a half ago when it went across 6 Mile Mountain. But that 159,450, I think, is probably the best one that you would have a chance of hearing from your location. And as I was saying, this is just, you're listening in. This ain't amateur stuff. I want to make sure you understand that. This here is just forestry repeater, and all these new waves usually will receive out of the ham band. Reason I'm bringing this up, you might possibly be able to hear that. KK4JBQ, KI4LZI.
Yes.
He secured the net, I think, about 15 minutes ago. KI4LZI.
Monitor, out.
Where fires are near where I am.
Says I know of just across the line down here. There is some up there too. One up there, I done forgot what the frequency is. It's up on Rich Mountain. Wherever Rich Mountain is up there, they've got a North Carolina forestry has a analog FM repeater up there, but right now I can't remember what that particular frequency is. But with all these fires that's going on down here, these analog FM forestry repeaters been going real, real hot and heavy, and in the right places like up here above me for the past 3 or 4 days. Even the tax simplex frequencies are real big.
Plus, I can see smoke. I'm actually west of
Brevard, and I can see smoke a little bit east of there. The app I have is Frontline, no word, Wildfire, Fire. Frontline Wildfire. It's freebie. And you can put in your location, and it will. You can see on a map where fires are around your house. Oh.
LZIVID. Well, how's that? I heard them say a day or two ago something about something going up, the big buck going toward east, going back off up in there. Had better stay alert. How's that back off up in there done?
Very lately, and I haven't heard the news the past couple of hours. The winds have shifted more toward the south. From North Carolina towards South Carolina, and that seems to be helping. And I believe it's supposed to rain this weekend, so that might help. On the specifics for the individual ones, I don't know.
Way or two ago, things that you say probably changed. I know at one time they was thinking about kind of evacuating people back off up toward Eastport, but that was a couple of days ago. And as you say, this, like I've heard others say, they'll put out information in the morning, then by the evening hours, sunset, the information's already obsolete by the way these fires and the wind are changing.
There was some evacuation on Eastport. I am 5 or 6 miles, 8 miles maybe from there where the evacuations were. They cut off the road, East Fork Road. It's near a place called Walnut Hollow, which is about a mile from here. There's a road going up into East Fork. And there is a fire station on a development called Conesty. That is, one side of it is on Walnut Hollow. And the fire was supposed to be about a mile, I guess, west of there. And that fire station is about, 2 to 3 miles from my house. Over.
Well, as you said, stay alert up there. You never know where these things are going to be. I know I heard them say a couple of days ago something about Eastport, and I know that's back off up in there in North Carolina on the other side of Sassafras Mountain, best I recall.
I had a friend come up 276 today. That shut off down in South Carolina. And I've heard that, I believe it's north of South Carolina 11, up toward Caesar's Head, there's been some evacuations. Over.
Yes, that's the part toward River Falls and Cleveland there, because Shane's call sign. I done forgot his call sign. He lives up in Cleveland. He had to evacuate.
Friends who live up near Cedar Mountain, which is on 276, they evacuated Cedar Mountain, which is a couple miles from South Carolina on 276. And they also evacuated Sherwood Forest. I understand the people there can go back in now. Smoke has been all over that area. A friend lives up near that area, was out working today, and he almost had to wear a mask because of the particles in the air. Over.
It was. I wouldn't doubt that for a minute about that. We had a little bit of smoke here earlier today and yesterday, but it's prior to yesterday, we didn't even have any smoke here where I'm at. Prior to yesterday.
Smoke east of here. Can't see west because I'm on the east side of a mountain. But we haven't really had any problem with fallout or ashes or even breathing here where I am. Has not been a problem. Interestingly enough, if you look on a map, I'm near a little hill called Bunker Hill. Over.
Bunker Hill. I didn't know about that Bunker Hill. K-I-4-L-Z the guy for ID. But as you never, just as you say, stay alert, you never know. This here was, I guess, 2 or 3 days ago on the backside of Table Rock over there. In the watershed lake over there, I heard some of the forestry people on Simplex here talking about that. Some of that up there, the fire, that's when those winds really going pretty heavy. The wind carried the embers across that lake over there onto the dry ground over there. It crossed the lake up there and set the fire back on the other side of the lake.
Well, again, up to 76, that area, they were trying to reconstruct, if you will, fire breaks from fire several years ago. So there were fire engines and dozers up there, and apparently they're trying to clean out those fire breaks to keep stuff from Table Rock coming up toward this direction. Over.
Table Rock fire and another fire from below Caesar's Head that was burning toward the same direction some of it was, and that was about a day and a half ago concerned about them intersecting and meeting. Now, what had actually happened, I don't know about that, but they was talking about that about a day and a half ago that I heard them talking about.
There's one up on at a, well, it's a resort, if you will, called Pisgah Inn, which is up on the, on the hills here, a place called Rattlesnake Branch, and it's got 600, according to this, 629 acres and 5% contained, and it's on the Blue Ridge up there.
J-I-4-L-Z-I. Well, that Pisgah Inn's up on the parkway near Pisgah.
The Rattlesnake is, it's up that area.
Hey, I'm not as familiar with the certain areas up in there as I am right around here. It probably is Rattlesnake, but I, when you say the Pisgah Inn, I know where that is, because every once in a while we have a ham that has worked up there at times that checks in here on this bar's that ever so often.
My iPhone, I've got alerts on it. Here's a weather alert for Henderson. A fire weather warning has been issued, expiring on the 28th. So that's at 8 p.m. So that there are lots of alerts. Seems some of these are they're getting some of them somewhat under control, but there are a whole bunch of little ones. I heard, read, or whatever, that the one on Table Rock was started by some campers. Have you heard that? Or?
Yes, I heard a lot of detail about it before they even got started good putting the fire out. About 3 or 4 teenagers that they caught that caused this up here at Table Rock to start.
Just because they were careless and didn't know what they were doing, or was there intentional? Over.
You know, this is second or third hand information. I can't say for sure, but it wouldn't surprise me if it wasn't carelessness under the best of circumstances.
It's easy to do, and some people just don't have any idea of how to handle fires, particularly out in the woods with a lot of leaves and stuff like that. I know in this area, in North Carolina, as far as I know, there's a complete ban on any kind of outdoor fires. And behind my house, I'm lucky in that the woods up behind my house have a lot of trees, but they haven't got any foliage yet. And there's a lot of dried leaves, but very little undergrowth, so I feel pretty good about that. And a couple years ago, I had a metal roof put on a house, so that, I think, would be a value.
We got a metal roof on this house, but I wasn't thinking about that. I was thinking about hail when I put the metal roof on this house.
Last part, what were you thinking about? Over.
We got a steel roof on this house here, too. But I wasn't thinking about fire at the time. I was thinking about hail coming through the roof, so put a steel roof on this house. because I was thinking about hail, not fire embers.
Had a metal roof on the house for it as long as I could remember. And when they put it on here, they said it's supposed to be good for 50 years. I was thinking more about resale because when I bought the house here, I put a roof on it, and that was 20 years ago. And there were a lot of spots on it caused by hail, and it was time to change the roof for that. So, but part of my thinking was both resale and fire, because I know I'm not right in the woods, but right on the edge of the woods. So that was part of the thing.
It hadn't occurred to me about that. Well, luckily, in my case, all the fire's been up the side of living up here to me, up here right at the park, and going back that way, as they seem to always do, and I hope it stays that way, but I was thinking about all the hail that generally we get in these storms in the summertime around here. I mean, it happens a lot right down here about these storms, and a lot of times there's hail in them. But I hadn't thought about that advantage, Joe, about it.
Much hail here. I think where we are, a lot of the weather is deflected by the mountains. A lot of it goes either actually east of here, northeast of here, or south-east of here. Kind of goes around us. The big hurricanes and all have affected us, but not like a lot of areas. It kind of goes around us because of the geography. Over.
Four hours you have ID. Well, right here where I'm at, we're at the foot of the Table Rock Range, Caesar's Head Range, Pinnacle Mountain Range. And these storms, when they develop, they seem to come up this way and they just stop a lot of times. They do. And a lot of times we get hail in these summer storms, but now that you brought that about the fire ember things, it had never occurred to me about that, but that is a good idea, I got to say. This house way back used to have a tin roof on it. Then for so many years it had just a regular shingle roof. And about 4 or 5 years ago, put this steel roof over that because there's been a lot of close calls about hail around here. And I'd never thought about that being an advantage about the fire embers, but under the right conditions, it can happen. You're right.
He's also going through his house with his video camera to have a record of all his inside belongings in case of a fire. If you have a fire, the insurance company wants a list of all your belongings inside for insurance purposes, and you have to give a very detailed list. For clothing, how many suits do you have hanging up? How many sets of underwear do you have hanging up? How many sets of socks? Sounds crazy, but when you start adding those things up, it gets to be quite a lot of money. And to collect the insurance, you've got to have a detailed list. I've been dealing with insurance companies for the last several months, and I would suggest you read your policy and see all the exclusions that are baked in, because a lot of stuff you think is insured is not. Over.
Poor LZI. Well, no doubt that's correct. No doubt that is correct. But you just, like I said, stay alert about stuff up there. After I heard them talk about that fire jumping that watershed lake up there on the backside of Table Rock, one side of it to the other side, like it was a distance idea. Just stay alert for it, because it might surprise you. I would have never thought I would heard them say that, but yeah, apparently that wind was blowing heavy enough. It certainly did do it, though, which helped bring about that about down there at East Fort.
Suggested is have an emergency get-out bag or go bag with the very basics of what you would need for several days, a couple sets of clothing. But beyond that, documents. It would be good to have a copy of all your basic documents, and they can be scanned and put on a thumb drive now, so you don't have to have a lot of paper. But having that can be real, things like deeds for your house, anything that you would need a record of at some point in time, passports, things like that, so you know where they are, so you can just grab the bag and go. I've got cats, so I've got carriers, and I've got those positions, so if I have to, I can stick the cats in there and get them in the vehicle and go. Over.
Bring on the cats.
Cats, over.
We've got one here under the floor, and have another one that you's on outside around here, but he sometimes goes for a day or two, then comes back and stay a while, then I'll go for a day or two, and then come back, and that's the two feline cats we got.
Inside, I have a play area underneath the deck that's screened in, so they can go out into that area. Can't go anywhere, and nothing can get to them, and nothing can come in my little door for them. So I try to keep them inside. I have one who likes to go outside. He runs through the door whenever I open it, if he can. He was a feral. He was caught, neutered. We got him from a shelter. He's been a real good cat. And we call him Clipper because when they catch a cat like that, neuter them, they clip off the end of one ear. So if they catch him again, they know that he's been through the process. Over.
K-I-4-L-Z-I-V-I-D. Well, these two cats come to us as, you might say, strays as well. One thing we noticed, even though I didn't know that about the ear part, that they had been taken care of and fixed too. We're thinking that, now we don't know this, but we're thinking that the animal shelter went around turning after they fixed them, turned some of them loose, and they turned some of them loose, and they come here as strays, and my sister feeds them, so they hang around for the most part.
They didn't turn them loose. My most recent one is about, maybe 4 years old. Turned out to be a pretty nice cat. A friend of ours lived a ways across, and the cat was visiting them and asking for food and asking to go into the house. And they talked about turning him over to the shelter. He's a real pretty animal. We said we couldn't let him do that because I knew they would put him down because it required some dental work. So we took him in, had the dental work made, or done, and he's turned out to be pretty good, although he does not get along with the female cat. She doesn't get along that well with the other male cat either, but she really growls at this new one.
Oh, that's completely off guard. One day, this gold cat that's currently in the basement showed up here one day, and he hung around for a day or two, and the other cat came, I guess, a week or two later, and they pretty much, since my sister feeds them, the other cat that stays mostly on the outside to have, he wanders sometimes, like, I ain't seen him there for a couple of days, but he usually comes back, gets the other one, though. He stays real close, and due to the fact that you said about them not always getting along, the gold one stays in the basement here, and the other one that's not here right now usually stays outside because he can't get to the gold one that's under the floor because he can't fit in through the holes in the block on the side of the house.
I'd like to let him out. There's too many other things around the area, like coyotes or whatever, and they seem to like cats. So the outside ones are very vulnerable. The one that we have, who's about 10 years old now, the female, we got her when she was about 12 weeks old and weighed 4 pounds. She came across the mountain about 2.5 or 3 miles in one of the coldest winters we've had to 10 years ago. She was about 10 weeks old at the time, and she managed to come across that mountain. Went to a neighbor's. Neighbor called and said, "Can you do help us? Because I'm allergic to cats, and she swiped my dog's nose." So we went and got her, and we've had her ever since. So.